Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Hello, Valeria. How are you? This is Nathan Moore calling.
Oh, good afternoon, Nathan. Thank you so much for calling me back. Yes.
I was calling you.
How are you today?
I'm fine, yourself. Now someone's calling me back. Should I answer or?
That's me. Give me 1 second to just hang up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. Nathan, I'm calling you because I will help you to set up the app in your cell phone, and I will follow up services these 2 days with the patient Carlene. I see that you will be working from 5 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. Monday to Friday, and weekends from 8 to 5. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, sir. So, as I mentioned, I will follow up services these few days just to make sure that everything is going well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Could you please confirm if you have iPhone or Android?
Android.
Android. Okay. Can I send you the information by text message?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm sending you now the message for you to download the app in your cell phone. This is your first time using the HHA Exchange app?
Yes.
Okay. In this case, you can see in my message like the steps or instructions that you have to follow up. You have to sign in, register your email, the password, and after that, the app will give you a code. You should send me that number, that code.
Okay.
So you want to do it with me on the phone, or do you want to try it and get back to me?
No, I'd rather do it with you on the phone, please.
Okay.
Oh, wow. It's on my, asking for my password to my email.
Yeah, your email is, I see. It's Nathan Moore, Metro2023 at gmail.com.
Yes, but I don't remember my password.
But the password, you have to create a password because this is your first time that you will.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you have to create a password with 8 letters, the first one capital, and like one number, yep, in the password.
I'm sorry.
M-E-S-I-N.
Because I'm not showing it.
It's showing it.
It's not showing the password. Number one. That's it? Okay. I'm trying to save it. It keeps switching back and forth. How do you save it?
Yeah. All right, he's downloading it now.
How is it downloading?
Are you next?
Okay, perfect.
Stick on it. All right. That's it. What Okay, it's saying that he's putting in the wrong password. He just registered.
Did you already successfully create the account?
He just did it. And it's a return back to log in. He's logging in.
Now, once you create, once you successfully create the account, you will receive a verification email. You got it?
On the email.
Yeah, once you create the account. You don't have to log in yet.
Okay. Okay, yes, especially verify your email address. Please return back to me. Okay, he needs an employee number.
No, it's not necessary an employee number. After receiving the verification email, you got it? You received the email? Yep.
Yes, he got the email, and now
after receiving the verification email, now go to the app and log in and review the terms of user agreement.
Okay, before he does that, it's telling him to connect your account. Please contact your provider or email or employer if you don't have an activation code.
No. After receiving the verification email, please go to the app and try to log in and let me know.
We're at the app and the same connect your account.
That's what the app says when you log in?
Yes, ma'am.
And it doesn't say something about a mobile ID number?
It says activation code. I'll go back and try it again.
Yes, please, because you are doing well. I don't know what saying that.
Thank
is.
You.
I will send you some screenshots, just as an example.
Okay, after verifying the email, it says we've done successfully, return back to login. When you hit return back to login, it's asking for a verification. Wait a minute, this might be it. Let me see. Please download. Okay, fine. Anyway, thank you. It is a mobile 7-digit code. Name mobile ID. Yeah. Just an example of how.
I attached two screenshots. The first one is the steps that you have to do once you receive the email. And then how the mobile ID appears in the app. And that's the last step.
Okay. Where did that light appear? So how do you get the mobile ID number?
And you see the last, like a pop-up, can be like the last screenshot that I sent to Nathan. It says you have been, can be in that way, or maybe I like a different way, but it's the same message. Like, you have been registered successfully, your mobile ID number is da-da-da-da-da, and copy. Has been emailed to you. You have to let me know that number. That's the way that the number comes up in the app.
Oh, nothing's coming up.
Okay. Let me check something. Okay, I will follow up with the app, with the HHA representative. So if you can, if you have time for today, please try it later with the same instructions that you have in the message, and I will follow up, okay? I'm aware that Nathan will be working tomorrow from 8 to 5, so I will send to him also an electronic link where he can put the like the hours that he worked, okay? So he can be paid until he can set up the app.
Okay.
Thank you, Valeria.
Okay, Nathan, you're so welcome. I will keep you post, okay? But keep trying in order to have the mobile ID, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Anything else I can help?
No.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. You have a good day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.